time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Coming up, we have got the Graduation Spectacular, or they've shortened it to just Grad Spec. That just showed my age, I guess, when I called it the Graduation Spectacular. That's what it was when I was in high school. And so we've got that coming up on May 26th. I've got a couple of students from the high school. We're going to come in and discuss kind of, you know, all the good stuff that's going to go on around this thing, because it's such a great event to get the kids and keep them all in one place and give them so many different things to do. I've got Rusty Seeley, and I've got Lexi Dart, who is the student body president at Carbon High School. And we're going to talk about this cool, great event. Rusty and Lexi, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be here.
Anytime you want to come in, you can talk. You know that? I'll turn on the mic and let you go. How's that sound?
I'll take you up on that.
All right. So let's dive right into the Grad Spec. It's going on, once again, May 26th, which is actually the day after graduation, because graduation is going to be in the evening on the 25th. So this is going to start at 8 o'clock in the evening, run until 2 a.m. on Friday morning. But just because the Grad Spec starts at 8 o'clock, apparently there's lots of things that are going to be going on throughout the whole day. And Rusty, I'm going to kind of let you talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah. So there's going to be all sorts of fun events here. We're going to start it with two bands. I think that's what we're starting with. The first band is going to be the local band Wedge. They're going to be great. And then we're going to start with Shuffle, which isn't local, but they play some pretty good songs. They're going to play some classics.
Shuffle is one of those bands that every time, they might as well be local.
Pretty much.
Because they live down here in the summer. I think they've already got them lined out for the Arts Festival and for Culture Connection. So they are the adopted sons and daughters, apparently, of Carbon County. They're here so much. And that is a great group. And Wedge is a really good group, too. I've seen them a couple of different times as well. So we've got that going on. And so let's talk about first, before we, you know, get into it too much, you're looking at $20 for advance tickets, $25 at the door, and that covers everything once you get inside, right?
Yep.
So you guys are going to have different foods and things like that? Is that how it's going to roll?
Oh, yeah. Lots of food. I think the college is doing the food. So unlimited food all night and drinks and ice cream, I think. So it's going to be great.
It's going to be a great, great event. And Lexi, we're going to bring you in. And is this like your, what is this for you, fourth, third Graduation Spectacular?
So it's my third because of COVID.
Oh, that's true. And, you know, COVID messed up a lot of things. And so we need to just move into this and get out and have fun. Now, what kind of things have you taken away from the Grad Spec as far as, you know, yes, it is a late night, early morning thing. However, it's still always a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. When I was a freshman, I got to go, which is something really exciting to me because it's kind of inclusive of the whole school. So we're united together before the seniors leave instead of just something for the seniors. So that was super fun as freshman year. And then last year was over at the airport hangar. It's tons of fun. It was a beautiful night. So,
And the other thing about that, too, and we've talked about this in the past, Graduation Spectacular is really maybe the last time you're going to see some of these kids in your class. And so it's great to get together one more time and you know, talk about things and just say a proper goodbye and take care of yourself and everything like that. Now, once again, this will start at 8 and it goes until 2 a.m. And then after that, you've done it for the last few years that you've had it. Everybody heads down to the movie theater and we're getting a movie with this as well, right?
Yeah, we are. It's going to be Top Gun.
Top Gun Maverick. You guys are going to have to really get involved in this movie. I don't know what to tell you. The kids, you know, people that are my age were really involved in this movie. So hopefully it'll do the same thing for your generation. All right. So this is going to be a lot of fun. So there's going to be a pickleball tournament. And at the wave pool, what's going to go on there?
So the wave pool is going to be open most of the day for all students for free.
And head on down and just have a great time and then head to the Grad Spec. Lexi, I'm going to let you kind of have the last word. Where is the Grad Spec going to be at this year and all that good stuff?
Okay, so Grad Spec is going to be at the Student Center at the college, and we're going to have some stuff outside and inside. Should be a lot of fun and then kind of exciting for seniors to kind of feel this college life. But it'll be a good last goodbye for us, and kind of sad, but very excited that we can go out with a bang.
Everything will be all right, I promise. I promise. All right, Rusty Seeley and Lexi Dart, thank you so much for coming in today. Good luck with everything that you do, and congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you.
Once again, it's the Grad Spec, going to happen May 26th at the USU Eastern Student Center. Get your tickets and get ready to have some fun. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.